This is the American Ag Network. Good morning, I'm Kirsten Rall. Another week of delayed planting progress has shown up on the USDA's weekly crop progress report. Corn planting was at 67% complete and soybean planting was at 39% complete as of Sunday, June 2nd. On corn seeding, some notable changes, especially in the eastern corn belt, where Illinois, which was 45% done compared to the 98% average, Indiana 31% done versus the average of 94%, and Ohio 33% complete versus the 90% average. Iowa was 80% planted versus the normal pace of 99%, and Nebraska was 88% done versus the 98%. South Dakota continued to lag at 44% planted versus the average of 96%. The lack of sun also hampered corn emergence. An estimated 46% of the crop was emerged as of Sunday. I'll have more farm news coming up next on the American Ag Network.
Is your post-harvest grain protected from the ravaging effects of stored grain insects? For up to 4 cents per bushel, Diacon D IGR provides long-term insect control by ending infestations and preventing rebound. Miller Coors, Bush Agricultural Resources LLC, and other malting companies have approved Diacon D IGR for use by its growers and companies that supply its growers. Help protect your stored grains with Diacon D IGR. For more information, contact your local dealer or visit bugfreegrains.com.
When you want to get more for your money, start by getting more when you borrow it. And you can get more with Farm Credit Services of America. Along with attractive rates and ag-friendly terms, you get an entire organization that understands what you do and works for your success. You can also get cash-back dividends, which gives you even more. Call Farm Credit Services of America at 1-800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
Farmers are still trying to wrap up planting, but with that, saturated fields and heavy equipment is slowing things down a bit. Chris Fulland, a farmer in eastern Minnesota, is a little drier than farmers in the southern Midwest, especially after this past weekend's rain and hail. But Fulland took to Twitter showing the not-so-glamorous part of planting.
Yeah, so on Twitter, it's always fun to share everything. You know, some people just like to show pictures of where everything looks perfect or their brand-new 60-foot air seeder. I like to keep it real, both for entertainment and also to show everyone that that not every day is perfect. I mean, we still enjoy it. But yeah, as far as getting stuck, you know, rarely is an entire field dry when you start seeding. And in this country, both agronomically and because of weather, you got to get in on the fields when you can. Early planting is important. So basically, the first day a field is dry, you want to be seeding. But then, of course, we have field prep we have to do. We have to spread fertilizer. Generally, we work the fields, and then you want to seed. So the first day that field starts getting dry, we get in there with the tractors, just like most farmers do. And, you know, 80% of a field might be dry, but you want to get that last 20% because you don't want to come back. You don't want to switch varieties. Maybe it's, you know, seed production or something like that, or just it's an area that's further away from home or the backside of the field. So often you've got to, like we say, you just send it. And oftentimes you make it and do a good job of seeding or doing your field application, but quite often you can get stuck. And as we've seen this year, the popular thing, both on social media and to share with your friends, is showing all your pictures of getting stuck, because generally the entire Midwest has been wet.
In the 6 to 10 day outlook, precipitation is near to below normal in the Northeast and near to above normal in the South and East. I'm Kirsten Rall for the American Ag Network.